This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Today, U.S. President Joe Biden became the first sitting American president to commemorate the anniversary of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre in the U.S. state of Oklahoma. An estimated 300 people died and some 10,000 were made homeless in the prosperous black community of Greenwood, where a white mob raged for 2 days of violence that left the neighborhood, once known as Black Wall Street, ruined and burned to the ground. The event has been a largely forgotten chapter of American history until this year's 100th anniversary. In remarks at the Greenwood Cultural Center Tuesday, President Biden said, "Just because history is silent, it doesn't mean that it did not take place." He said some injustices are so horrific that they can't be buried, no matter how hard people try. The massacre was not taught in Oklahoma schools for many years, and survivors of the melee say they were urged to keep quiet about it. In his remarks Tuesday, the president announced steps to narrow the racial wealth gap. His administration plans to invest tens of billions of dollars in disadvantaged communities, expand federal contracting with minority-owned businesses, and repeal two Trump-era rules that restrict fair housing practices. Biden's visit came as many conservative states, including Texas, are pushing for voting legislation that supporters say would reduce fraud. Critics, however, see it as undermining black and other minority voters. The president criticized those state laws in his remarks. He said voting, which he called a sacred right, is under assault. Biden said he will fight like heck for the Senate to pass the For the People Act, a federal voting rights bill passed by the House of Representatives in March. It would counteract many of the voting restrictions passed by Republican-controlled state legislatures. Republicans have called the bill a power grab. VOA News. Members of a U.S. congressional commission on Tuesday called on American basketball stars to end endorsements of Chinese sportswear firms that use cotton grown in China's Xinjiang region, where they believe forced labor takes place. In a letter to the National Basketball Players Association, the chairs of the bipartisan Congressional Executive Commission on China said more than a dozen NBA players had deals with the China-based Anta, Li Ning, and Peak sportswear firms prior to the publication of recent Western media articles saying the companies had backed continued use of Xinjiang cotton. The letter said reporting since 2018 had revealed that authorities in Xinjiang had systematically forced minority Muslims to engage in forced labor and that that practice was tied to local cotton production. The lawmakers also noted that the U.S. government has banned cotton imports from the region after determining that China is committing genocide and crimes against humanity in Xinjiang. The lawmakers expressed concern for what they called reputational risks for NBA players and for the NBA itself. Greece, Germany, and five other European Union nations have introduced a vaccination certificate system for travelers weeks ahead of the July 1st rollout of the program across the 27-nation bloc. The other countries were starting early were Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Croatia, and Poland. The certificates are being issued to people who are fully vaccinated, as well as those who have already contracted the virus and developed antibodies, and others who have had a PCR test within the last 72 hours. Representatives of warring parties in Afghanistan are set to return to the negotiating table in Qatar this week to discuss, among other pressing issues, a de-escalation in Afghan violence as international forces continue to withdraw from the conflict-torn country. Highly placed official sources in neighboring Pakistan told VOA that Islamabad brokered peace meetings between the Taliban and Afghan government negotiators and that they will begin on Thursday in the Qatari capital, Doha. The organizers of Grand Slam tennis tournaments released a statement Tuesday expressing concern for top player Naomi Osaka after she withdrew from the French Open, saying she would not do the required post-match media interviews. The statements of the organizers as a community will continue to improve the player experience at our tournaments, including as it relates to the media, but it included no word about policy changes nor an apology to Osaka, who has said she is beset by crippling anxiety when she speaks to the media. Her decision has sparked discussion on social media with many of her supporters, sponsors, and fellow athletes commending her decision to prioritize her mental health. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA.